again. Here's Harley Reid. Harley Reid the snap.
Yeah, so we'll call by Jimmy Williams as part of our SENWA match of the round call yesterday. Well done, Jimmy, and certainly was a great day, wasn't it, for everybody that followed the West Coast Eagles and still follows the West Coast Eagles with the news, and it was broken late in the run home with Hayes and Marto that Harley Reid's stellar start to his Eagles career has been officially recognised with the young gun named the Round 5 AFL Rising Star nominee and will be the short prize favourite to take off the Rising Star Award for this year. Of course, the number one draft pick yesterday gathered 27 possessions, extracted 7 clearances, gained 531 metres and booted his first goal at Optus Stadium, as you just heard. And by the way, he will be fronting the media tomorrow at around about 1 o'clock at Mineral Resources Park. So well done to Harley Reid, and many thought he may have got it last week. Well, it was delayed by a week, and probably more worthy of the award this week on the back end of what he displayed in helping as part of a good team effort to get the West Coast Eagles over the line against Richmond. This is Sports Day WA. Great to have your company. Peter Vlahos with you. All thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Well, what did you think of the game yesterday? Love to hear from you on the text machine 0487 736 736. Or you can give us a call on the Scarborough Toyota open line 1312 55. I know that Tim Gossage was fairly animated in his call regarding the score review system. And for me, I was not as animated as Goss, but certainly very critical of what's becoming an absolute schmozzle when it comes to the score review system. And for the groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year, find out more at kia.com.au. That is my opinion piece, is that it needs to be looked at. Because all of a sudden, it is taking away a lot of the excitement and the fever that is created after a sensational goal. So all of a sudden the goal is kicked, and then with the crowd cheering and the players celebrating, the umpires then put a blanket over all that euphoria and say, hang on, no. And they do the animation to say, let's take it to the TV umpire and let's have a look at it. It is an absolute pain in the proverbial. The AFL at the moment has become the laughing stock when it comes to technology of every other sport that uses technology. They have gone too far. And I think in the end, do we need goal umpires? For me, how can a goal umpire not determine if the ball has gone one side of the post or the other? If he camps himself as they used to, right under the goal post, and look at the trajectory of the ball. Now, all of a sudden, the goal umpires are second guessing. And if they can be second guessing, and they're going to be the bane of a game of football, get rid of them. Get rid of them. And all of a sudden, if they're all of a sudden a goal is kicked and the TV umpire looks at it and says, no, it's flicked the post, he tells the official umpire, who then rules and it goes back and then there's a kick out. Rather, this procrastination of what's going on at the moment. It is ludicrous, and I gather the directive has come from the general manager of football, Laura Kane, and others, through the umpiring fraternity to say we need to make sure that everything is right. They got spooked last year. There's no question they got spooked last year with what happened regarding the Adelaide Football Club. And now the directive is let's just play safe. Play safe, play line and length, and play the ball down the wicket, as they would using cricket terms, to make sure we don't get caught out. And that's what they're doing. They're getting caught out, but it's becoming an absolute blight on the game, the current score review system. And yesterday, it was a total waste of time. Total waste of time. And all quarters went well over 30 minutes. They shouldn't be going well over 30 minutes. The pace of the game is certainly suffering for mine. Anyway,